from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, in the news is coming up next. The sheriff reverses course on jailing violators of the new camping ban. How about that? Ooh. Somebody got through to her.
Yeah.
Maybe Tear Gas Teddy sent her a message.
No, that was No Tolls Tina.
Yeah, maybe No Toll Tina got to her.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But this story I wanted to bring up because we talked about this next year, or not next year, but the next Olympics in L.A., they are going to add flag football.
Yes.
And we were discussing.
Is that official?
I think so.
Because I know that was being bantered about.
I think so.
It is official.
I think it is, yeah. All right. Because this story, when you hear this story, you'll be like, well.
It would have to be based on this, yeah.
Okay.
So what's happening now is we were asking this question, will NFL players play
for the
U.S. in flag football?
Yeah.
And they do want to. The guys want to.
Oh, yeah. Guys won't shut up about it.
But they don't. So there's a guy by the name of Daryl Hoosh Doucette.
Mm.
And he is the current quarterback of the U.S. flag football team.
Mm.
And he is saying that he thinks it's disrespectful for NFL players to cherry pick spots for the 2028 Olympics because that's what these guys do is play flag football.
Yeah,
because they're on the U.S. team.
Because I remember when we were talking about this. There is like a little flag football league, and we were having this debate of would the guys that actually do it's like the 3-on-3 thing. Would they actually do it? Or if Tyreek Hill wants to do it, dude, no offense to you that, you know, I'm sure you're great in your little U.S. flag football team. Tyreek Hill wants to do it, go away.
So I think this is right in lockstep with that. The only difference being that in the Olympics, I think you had to have played in the qualifiers to play 3-on-3, which we didn't have any Americans that did. It sounds like our American football players could just hop on and the guys who are trying to qualify are like not into that.
Well, and also too,
what do you think? Is that disrespectful or is that
It is disrespectful, but at the same time, dude, get S-canned. What, like, I'm sorry, no offense, but if
we're here to win, right,
this would be like if you were playing
hey, don't bring me into this.
I'm bringing you into it. Okay, if you were playing in the sports radio intramural golf league,
I don't like
right
where this is going.
And all of a sudden, like, and you were going to go play in the Olympics. They're like, hey, we're adding sports radio golf to the Olympics. And Rob's like, well, I'm one of the best 8 U.S. sports radio golfers out there.
I might be.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
I don't know if I am or not.
Well, let's throw
That'd
you in there.
That'd be fun. Let's do that.
You're number 8, right? And then someone's like, actually, you know what? You know who's a broadcaster? Tony Romo. And you know who else is a broadcaster?
Yeah.
You know, you start throwing in, like Phil Mickelson does some
John
stuff.
John Smoltz.
Exactly. Next thing you know, guess what, Ropper?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Why don't you tussle your hair and go have a Fresca?
See,
sit down.
Is that disrespectful to you,
no,
Rob?
No, actually it's not. And this is why I don't think it's disrespectful to these guys. These guys should expect this.
Yes. Like, what?
When you started playing, did you think that the NFL players weren't going to play in the Olympics?
Right.
Was that ever told to you? If like your coaches and the organization is like, no, you guys get to be the ones that go. That's one thing. But why wouldn't it be our NFL players?
Well, is it possible that we could, I don't know. Can we put multiple teams in there or multiple groups of guys?
If we could, why wouldn't we just do all NFL elf players, though?
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked up Daryl Hoosh Doucette.
Yeah, Hoosh because he looks like TJ Hoosh-Manzada.
Yeah, and he looks like a giant douche. And I love how he's like,
Hoosh the douche?
He's like, we don't... He's like, we're not going out without a fight. We're just not going to think that they're going to walk onto our field and take our Olympics. Guess what, doucher? Sorry, but if Pat Mahomes wants to come in, I'm sure you're great playing your little flag football. But if 15 in red wants to come in and be the quarterback, sit your skinny ass down and watch him throw for gold medals.
And also, Hoosh, how do you think football got into the Olympics? Because of you or because of Pat Mahomes?
I think it's just this is the doucher again, the doucette. I think it's just disrespectful that they just automatically assume that they're able to just join the Olympic team because the person that they are, they didn't help grow the sport to get into the Olympics.
Actually, they did.
They really did. Seriously, they grew your sport. Sorry.
You're only playing because of them.
Exactly. Yeah, both Joe Burrow and Caleb Williams both want to play in the Olympics. Sorry, man. This is like in The Simpsons when Homer gets benched for Daryl Strawberry. It's like, sorry, Homer. Home run, Homer. That's Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, Joe Burrow or Hoosh Doucette?
Yeah, I think
I'll
we're
take
going.
Joe.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, it's embarrassing. But he says that, Doucette says that him and his teammates can handle their business on the world stage. And
well,
against the best the NFL has to offer.
Don't you think?
No,
he may have a point there. No, I bet you the U.S. flag football team, as currently constructed, could win the gold, even without NFL players.
No, he's saying that they could beat the NFL guys.
Oh, no.
And I hate to tell you this, but there's these guys called NFL corners, and no, you can't throw
Wait,
on
what do
them.
They do?
I think they stop the doucher here from throwing touchdown passes.
Well, I think they could win the gold, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they could.
I mean, they're probably pretty good.
And by the way, can the quarterback run in flag football?
I don't know. I have no idea what the rules are.
Because if the answer to that is yes, then no offense to Joe Burrow, but sit down, Joe.
Lamar Jackson.
I've got this guy by the name of Lamar Jackson, and I would like him to be the starting quarterback. And by the way, we're never going to throw the football. Everyone run deep, and if anyone doesn't, if everyone runs, then we just let Lamar. And if someone decides to spy on Lamar, he throws it 70 yards downfield to Tyreek Hill. Look, I just won us a gold medal.
Yeah, and the good news here for NFL players is that these Olympics in LA, they run from July 14th to July 30th.
So it'd be...
It makes it easy for him.
Problem is, though, the contract, the NFLPA and the NFL would have to sign off on.
Yes, that would be the big thing.
Yeah, you're not
allowed. And they're already talking about that, apparently.
Yeah, this would all have to be collectively bargained. I love, though, that they're that this Doucette guy is being all pissy and trying to stake his claim to it.
Well, he's going to have to go back to being a nobody instead of an Olympian.
He wants
Olympic,
a gold medal, man.
Gold medal.
Well, I don't fault him for wanting a gold medal, but, dude, there's levels to this game.
Go play intramurals, brother.
Can you imagine Jimmer?
He does.
You imagine Jimmer Fredette, who, by the way, was at least in the NFL. You imagine Jimmer Fredette being... Or not in the NFL. Jimmer Fredette was in the NBA. You imagine Jimmer being like, yeah, you can't come take my spot in the 3-on-3. I earned this spot. Meanwhile, we're like, yeah, Jimmer, go.
Yeah, go back to your cute little NBA. I've earned this.
I'm trying to figure out where the Doucette guy, even like if he played.
Like, yeah, do we have a first name for him? What's his first name?
Daryl.
Yeah.
Hoosh.
Daryl Doucette.
Doucette. And I'm sure he's a fine athlete, and I'm sure he played Division III, whatever. I think he played it. It looks like maybe he played at Xavier.
They have football there?
No, I guess
Club
he went
team,
to
maybe.
He went to Xavier and played flag football. So he didn't even play college football. He just played intramurals. And he wants to,
all right.
And he wants to push out Joe Burrow and Caleb Williams.
All right, in the news is next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.